fundamentals for fighting high prices and soaring costs. Noticed your distributor invoices lately? Prices are higher than Lindsay Lohan's blood alcohol content on a holiday weekend. Are you scared? Nervous? Worried? You should be. A quick review. Cheese and dairy prices are up 15% or more in the last year. Protein prices are nearly 40% higher than they were just 2 years ago. Corn and frozen potato inventory is scarce and costly. Gasoline is approaching $4 a gallon, which adds fuel surcharges to all goods. Labor costs up 3%. So, what can we do when faced with rising prices, lower margins, and soaring drayage costs? Well, you have three choices. Number one, you can ignore reality. You can stick your head in the sand, whistle past the graveyard, and take comfort in the familiar fairy tale that things will get better, prices will fall, calm will return if you simply don't do anything. But this approach will backfire more often than a 73 Camaro. Number two, blame the messenger. This one's easy. Blame and berate your distributors for the high price of gasoline, for corn shortages, for dairy and protein prices. How many exasperated conversations have you or your kitchen managers had with your distributors about costs lately? The reality is, the supplier's margins are lower than a cobra's belly, and they are subject to the same market forces, including supply, demand, droughts, floods, and fuel prices, as operators are. Still, it's easier to point a finger than to take responsibility. Or, number three, do something. Get real. Assess every system in place and every process you have relative to purchasing, preparation, people, and profit building. And make it better, leaner, smarter, faster. And do it now. Cut costs where possible and raise prices if necessary. It's not business as usual anymore. And the sooner you realize it, the greater control you'll have. Here are six tactics for overcoming the rising tide of cresting costs. 1. Become more efficient in physical plant layout and design. Study, I mean really study, and then eliminate the throughput, ergonomic, and scheduling inefficiencies that impede guest traffic and spike labor costs in a restaurant. For instance, analyze table configuration and seating. Determine if you're maximizing customer flow at peak periods. Recent studies indicate that most full-service restaurants could increase sales as much as 30% merely by adding more two-tops and fewer four-tops to their dining room. Re-examine kitchen space and equipment layout, proximity, and design. How much of your back-of-the-house labor dollars are being spent on people walking too far versus working more efficiently? Number two, increase incremental sales. You achieve this two ways. One, you can build new guest traffic via better local store marketing outside your restaurant to the customers you want. And two, build repeat business via better service inside the restaurant to the customers you have. I would also recommend teaching your customer-facing crew how to soft sell more beverages, sides, and desserts every shift. Three, maximize distributor partnerships. Since nearly 40% of your operating costs are related to goods and services provided by suppliers, it stands to reason that an equitable amount of your time should be allocated to managing and improving those relationships. Remember, distributors face the same low margins and cash flow constraints that operators do. So, to keep your costs in line, pay on time. Take advantage of special deals and choose a maximum of two prime distributors to work with in order to negotiate better prices. Ask your distributor sales reps what tools, resources, or insight they have to help you improve productivity, merchandising, or training, says Pat O'Byrne, a DSR with Shamrock Food Company in Denver, Colorado. He says, when you succeed as an operator, we succeed as a distributor. Number four, maximize retention of the right people. A critical strategy for offsetting soaring costs is to make people your point of difference. Save money by hiring the right people. Hiring the wrong person can cost you three times their annual salary or pay. Hire above the middle. And then keep your best people both engaged and challenged. Number five, tell the team what you're doing and tell them why it must be done. Show your hourly team members specific examples of what has happened cost-wise in the last 12 months. And then brainstorm together the specific areas that they can impact relative to reducing costs and increasing sales. Reinforce it daily with the crew. If you don't have the whole choir singing from the same page, your efforts might be doomed to failure. Step 6. Raise prices. This cringe-worthy option is a legitimate tactic, as long as you are absolutely certain that you are not charging more merely to offset your own operational inefficiencies or laziness. Have you been through times like this before? Probably. Did you survive? Hopefully. But there's a sea change of challenges going on now in our industry that's unlike anything we've experienced before. It's not just higher prices. It's segment-shifting customer tastes, an uncertain and unsettling global stage, and a potentially crippling human resources churn that just won't go away. Our industry is facing its greatest financial challenge of the last 15 years, and it's time to get real and get focused and take a big swig of reality. Change with the times, or the times will change you.